We live in an amazing world of technology. Technology solves so many of our problems and makes life so much easier. Think about it, I can just adjust the temperature of my home from 3,000 miles away. My kids can FaceTime grandparents whenever they want. I can find the closest gas station from any road in the nation with a few taps on a screen. It's amazing. When you think about it, nearly every device we own has the same purpose, to make life easier. And whether it's the apps on our phones or the appliances in our kitchens, I think we can all agree on one thing. Easy is good. But there's a side effect to this easy is good mentality. While we believe that easy is good, our brains also draw the natural conclusion that not easy is not good. Isn't that true? With all of the modern conveniences that we have, it can be tempting to think that when something is complicated or difficult or requires some work for us, it must not be good. And that is a problem. Because not easy things happen to all of us. We've all had people we love die. We've all had good friends that break our heart. We've been so frustrated with our kids that we've yelled. We've become so discouraged that we felt like the only option is to give up. We all have had tons of experiences that we can file under not easy. So when our motto is easy is good, it can be tempting to make the assumption that if God allows us to experience something not easy, then it must mean God is not good and that his intentions for us are not good. For a lot of us, this concept is exactly what stands in the way of us having a close relationship with God. We've experienced some not easy moments or some downright awful ones. And maybe in the middle of those moments, it has led us to believe that God isn't on our side. That either he isn't as powerful as we once thought, or maybe worse, he isn't as good as we once thought. At the same time, I think we all recognize this truth. Not everything that's difficult is bad. Isn't it true that most of what's truly worth doing in life is rarely easy or problem-free? Talk to any entrepreneur and they'll tell you that success didn't happen overnight. If success happened at all, it was after they mortgaged their house, worked too many 90-hour weeks, and didn't take a salary for 3 years. And what about raising kids? The only people who think raising kids are easy are people who have no kids. But if you've been awake through those sleepless nights, fought with a toddler over what shirt he's gonna wear, watched your middle school daughter cry herself to sleep, or picked your son up after being cut for the third time from the football team, then you understand hard. Nothing about those situations is easy, but they are worth it. Absolutely. Some of the best parts of life are gonna come with pain, difficulty, and problems. So where does that leave us? If easy is good, but not easy isn't necessarily bad, what are we supposed to aim for? Is it possible to have a good life story even when it isn't easy? What do we do when God allows our lives to be something other than the easy, carefree story that we hoped for? You know, the Apostle Paul wrote about this very idea. In fact, Paul believed if we prayed for and saw after an easier, safe life, then we'd actually be missing out on one of the very things God uses to give us a better story. We've talked about how Paul's circumstances were far from easy. He endured jail, torture, beatings, and rejection. To live in an empire that was hostile to Christians was the very opposite of easy. Yet in spite of these circumstances, Paul wrote this: "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." Paul started by saying that we can have hope, which sounds pleasant, but then he followed with the fact that it will come through suffering, which is not so pleasant. I mean, who rejoices in another failed attempt at dating, a child who won't sleep through the night, a missed job opportunity, a miscarriage, the death of a parent? Rejoicing isn't anyone's first reaction. Yet in the middle of difficult circumstances, Paul didn't tell us to pray for an easier life or to run away from a challenging life. He told us that there's a way to live the best life in the middle of it. And he shared that when we endure difficult situations, it will lead to three things: perseverance, character, and hope. Paul says that suffering, pain, and difficulties aren't always bad. In fact, the more of them we face, the more endurance we develop. You understand the idea of endurance if you've ever trained for a race or played a sport. The whole reason for workouts is to produce endurance, to train your body to go further and get through more than you thought it could. In the same way, when we choose to do difficult things, we develop a different kind of endurance. In other words, when you go through something hard, you become the kind of person who can get through something hard. You become stronger. You have more character. And knowing you've gotten through something before can give you the hope that you can get through it again. But don't miss this. Paul said, in order to gain perseverance, character, and hope, we have to go through suffering, not around it. To become the kind of person we want to be, we have to go through the moments that are going to get us there. In fact, he even took things one step further. Paul's desire for us was that we'd rejoice in our sufferings, because we know about the good things God was growing in us as a result. Now, if you think this sounds impossible, you aren't alone. Rarely does anyone want to rejoice in suffering. We want to remove suffering. But Paul knew something we tend to forget, that change for any of us is difficult. We have to be forced to change. We need help to grow. Look back over your life and you'll see that it was the hard times when you matured as a person. It was there in the pain that you grew closer to God. Sure, you grew and matured some in easy times, but the hard times were the times that really changed you. Suffering and difficulty are two of the best teachers to change us, to shape us, and move us all in the direction of making us more like Jesus. God didn't promise us an easy life or that he would remove all of our obstacles when we started following him. But he has promised us that he would be present with us as we walk through those obstacles. Not only that, God has promised that the difficulties in life and the suffering we experience do not get the final word. Paul said that endurance produces character. Character is about what you get through. It's about who you are and who you are becoming. Every time you face a challenge head on, you become a person of character who isn't afraid of tough challenges. Now, that doesn't mean God will never come through for us or will never remove difficulty in our lives, or that we should stop praying for suffering to end. We should always feel free to ask God to help us to change our circumstances or to remove our pain. Jesus did before he died, so we can too. And sometimes God removes the suffering, and sometimes he doesn't. You may have to keep looking for the job, battling the crisis, and dealing with the pain. But you can do that knowing this. Your difficulty is never there because God doesn't love you or isn't with you. He is with you in every hard situation. And as awful as those hard things are, he is using those hard things to produce good in you. The Apostle Paul knew the truth we all have to learn. The path to a better life is rarely an easy path. The difficult things in your life that you feel like they might defeat you are actually the very things God can use to grow you if you surrender them to him. What we think is limiting our life, God is leveraging to help us live a better life. So what would your life look like if you took this truth seriously? How would your life begin to change if you believe the difficult path was the one that led to a better life? I think if we began to embrace the possibility that the pain and difficulty could bring us endurance, character, and hope, then we'd find that we're moving in the direction of living a better story. So what suffering or hardship have you hoped God would simply remove from your life? Being jobless? The increasing amount of debt? Infertility, tension in your marriage, a wayward child, a fading friendship. In life, we'll all face hardship or suffering, but God doesn't want us to hide from it. He wants us to rejoice in it because he is producing something far greater in value, perseverance, hope, and character. I want to challenge us all to do something. And before I say it, I want you to know I'm aware it isn't easy. Some of you have been through some really difficult and hard times. Some of you are right now in the middle of them. But even if this is an immensely difficult season, I want you to at least try. My challenge is this. Right now in your head, thank God for whatever hardship you're enduring. Here's why this step is such a big deal. When we choose to give thanks for our tough circumstances rather than avoid them, something powerful happens in our hearts. Something starts to grow in us. Could you imagine being a person of perseverance? That no matter what the circumstances are. You knew you could fight through to the end, believing that God was with you and He was up to something good in you. Could you imagine being a person of character? That you have the kind of character that knows you can get through this moment because you've gotten through tough moments before. The kind of character that is sure that God is with you, even when things seem dark. The type of character that causes you to leverage your pain to help someone else. And what about hope? Could you imagine having the kind of hope that remains regardless of job loss, relational crisis, or financial fail? Could you imagine having an unwavering hope that God would use your pain for good? The kind of hope that believed God would use the difficulty to change and transform you into the person you ultimately want to be. You see, it's possible that the more we believe this truth, the more we might even come to believe that we don't necessarily want ease. We want better. We want whatever it takes for God to change and shape us into the people He sees that we can be. We want to live a better story. God hasn't promised us an easy life. He has promised to be with us in this life and to use every difficult circumstance to grow us. What if you believed God was with you all of the time? What if you believed His eyes were always on you? What if you believed that no matter the outcome, He would be holding you? Believing those things can help you live a better story. We can live with less fear and less frustration because we won't spend so much time and energy striving for ease. So instead of asking God to make your path easier, ask Him to show you where He is in the middle of it. Remember that in the same way, Jesus' suffering led to the pouring out of God's love. Your suffering can do the same. When you're hurting, the holes in your heart allow God to pour in His love and peace more deeply. And when things are difficult, if you keep turning to God, you'll discover the fuller, richer life that Jesus promises. It will not be easy, but it can help make the story of your life better than you ever imagined.